welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm recording this from the truck, as I do occasionally, and I usually use those times to complain about my job, and I don't feel as angry as I usually do today, so this could be really boring. I don't know. I'm sitting here waiting for to get loaded, as you do, and I'm near the Midway airport, and I've noticed when you're near airport, you constantly experience the taking off or landing of planes, and I was thinking, what if you have to live here? Will that be annoying to you at some point or immediately? You have that, and it's not like cars passing by. This is a huge machine with huge engines that rambles the ground as it takes off. And it just, you're in your living room trying to have coffee or something, and the whole table starts to rumble and rattle, and you go, it's another plane landing, it's Tuesday, ha 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 ha. Where I live, there's a train stop for the metro train, which is a train that's a high speed, like the Amtrak train, but it just serves the further suburbs. Yeah, here it is. Here's another plane. Jesus. So I have that where I live, and every time a train passes by, I can feel it in my apartment. And I'm thinking, what? And that's not, that shouldn't be good for you. There must be a side effect that we don't notice right away from living in an area where those vibrations exist on hourly basis. And I'm thinking, what can happen to you? I mean, Is that why I'm so stressed out and angry? And is that just because of constant train passing by my house? Maybe on a subconscious level that pisses me off. I don't know. And you eventually, you know, get used to it. You're not paying attention, but your body should sense it in some way, right? Your senses are such that they're supposed to sense unusual activities around you. That's how you used to survive when you were in the jungle many, 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 many years ago. So imagine every, 30 minutes, your body, is prepared for something, and it actually nothing happens. That should have some effect. I don't know what it is. Isn't it interesting how people just take a topic and start talking about it without having any information, without ever examining what they talk about? But they go, yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure cell phones give you cancer, man. I read about it one time, long time ago, in a website that I couldn't find anymore. I think doesn't exist. Yeah. That's interesting. That is interesting that people primarily talk about things they don't know about. But if you believe the things that you talk about, you sound confident and people listen to you. So every single person is promoting a false information about the world just by having interactions with other people daily. And shares them with them his beliefs. You know? That's a flaw in the system. I don't know If we can fix it, I don't think so. Because we don't understand that the human conscience is... conscience and memory and like the brain works well, but it's not perfect. It's not like your computer hard disk. If you save something there, it's gonna, when you go and play it, it's gonna be exactly as you expect it to be. You know, nowadays they believe that when there's a crime and there's a witness to the crime, oftentimes the witness gives false information to the police. Not on purpose. It's just they don't remember correctly. They think they do, but sometimes, you know, your memories get distorted with time. And also, if somebody tells you a story about something that happened, along with your memories, you might insert some elements from that story. And then if somebody asks you to retell the story, you might tell it, include the little tiny details that you heard somebody talk about. So what I'm trying to say is people are full of shit, and that is good. I mean, it's not good, but it's all right if it's natural. If we all acknowledge that about ourselves, no one seems to do that. And that's how wars start, I think. Again, I'm completely full of shit. I came out as an openly full of shit person. I believe it was 2010. I believe I came out of the shadows and I admitted to myself and to the world that But that's the way to do it. You watch the elections, right? You watch the debates. And you go, wow, they don't seem to share any valuable information during a debate about who's going to be the next president of a country that has over 300 million people in it. And no one examined any facts, that no one shared real ideas of how they try to change the current situation to make it better. No, you just say weird shit loudly and people react to that. I think I talked about Donald Trump and his performance in one of the debates in a previous episode, and It bugs me, man. It doesn't bug me that he says weird shit. It bugs me that people, instead of laughing at that guy, they go, oh, wait, yeah, that he makes sense. Does he make sense? No. I mean, Hillary doesn't make much sense either, because she just recites those politician bullshit that everyone ever says. She's like a robot that knows exactly how to, you know, she plays whatever algorithm is being, you know, pre-programmed in her. So she's full of shit. We know that. Donald Trump, he seems openly full of shit. He's just going and saying crazy shit. I don't think he believes himself that people take him seriously. I think he was like, fuck it, I'll go out and say some outlandish stuff. And people will talk about me and I'll gain even more popularity and I can promote some new reality show that I want to produce. And instead people went, yeah, that makes sense. What exactly makes sense? Nothing. Nothing that he said. We're going to build a wall. You can exaggerate as much as you want. As long as there is a little tiny real possibility that you're going to do what you say, no matter how ridiculous it is, people go, yeah, yeah, how about that? What if I go and what if I decide to run for president and say all the crazy shit that people want to hear? Yeah, we're going to have jetpacks. They'll be free for everyone. You know, all those blue bicycles that you all rent in the inner city to move around. Fuck that. We're going to get flying machines. Yeah, we're going to fly through space. You can go on the top of the Sears Tower. It's fine. I'm going to make it happen. We're going to take the technology from the military and going to apply it to free flying jetpack things that you go and rent for 30 cents an hour, and we all going to fly around. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Don't worry, it's going to happen. Yeah, there'll be no more, yeah, don't worry, no more ISIS. We're going to take care of ISIS. How? We have military, right? We have guns. Yeah, I'm just going to send them and they'll kill ISIS. What is the big deal? It seems logical, right? Who knows? Maybe people would like me then. Yeah, I'm trying to talk sense. My career ain't going anywhere. I'm not famous for being a I'm not famous at all. I don't think people know I've been on radio shows and the Second City shows and other theaters. At some point, I had my picture in the foyer at the Stage 773 theater. No one knows who the fuck I am. I'm not saying crazy shit. Maybe I should. Maybe that's the key. You know, I've tried to say some crazy shit my day job, which is the trucking thing, and there weren't even crazy shit. I was trying to talk to the manager, explain to him how we can improve safety, and I almost got fired because I was stirring the pot because people like their bullshit. They're comfortable with the bullshit they know, and they promote those bullshit that they know to other people. And if they're in the hierarchy, if they're higher than you and they promote their bullshit on you, you have no choice but to kind of, you know, make their bullshit your bullshit. And we all swim in a fucking giant ocean of bullshit. And that is upsetting. I don't know what to do about it. Apparently nothing. I guess I gotta be more full of shit. I am openly full of shit. I want to be more full of shit. I want to be like one of those fantasy worlds full of shit. Like, I want to make shit up that doesn't exist and promote it as truth. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll start a religion or something. Because a big chunk of humanity, they just want to hear bullshit. I don't know why. I don't understand it. If you can be a Mormon or Scientology person, or, you know, you think, this guy's gonna believe anything, right? You know, people come up with all kinds of weird ideas. You can't even trust science anymore, because every other day there's some scientist go on TV and go, oh yeah, that thing that we thought about worked earlier. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. We tried, fuck it. We published too soon. We were wrong. Sorry. You think, if I can't trust science, who am I going to trust? Everyone's full of shit around here. You don't know. Milk, you know, 1 week milk is great for you, for calcium, for your bones. 2 weeks later, oh yeah, it gives you cancer. Like, can you make up your mind, you dicks? You know, can I just have an information that I can... Turned out that... I mean, again, I don't have the information, but I heard people talk about it, so I'm going to tell you what I heard. which is just as valid as anything else that I could say. Back in the day, they made the saturated fat be like the dietary demon that everyone was afraid of, you know, because they thought that saturated fat is what makes people fat and that it contributes to diabetes and all those diseases. And it turns out that the sugar industry, the people who make the sugar, they actually lobbied to put this idea out there, because the truth is that sugar is a bigger contributor to all of those diseases that come from obesity and being with Jesus, and the cholesterol building in your arteries and shit. It's all sugar. The sugar does that. But those people who had those millions and millions of dollars at stake, they hired lobbying groups to promote it. Oh no, the sugar is great for you. The fat isn't. And I've talked about this before, but there's new diet that's fashionable these days. It's called the ketogenic diet, or there's some people call it a high-fat diet. And it works for a lot of people because they found out that if you cut off sugar from your diet and just eat fat and a little bit of protein, your body feels great. What? Because apparently they found out that the sugar has some inflammatory qualities. And so just having sugar in your system make you retain water. And also when you eat sugar and then you eat fat, the fat is stored in your body. When the sugar, you know, the carbs in general, they're easier to digest and get the energy out of them. So if you eat sugar and you eat fat, your body gets the energy from the sugar and then stores the fat. And that's how you get fat. So people think, oh yeah, I mean, if I don't eat fat, I won't get fat. But at the end of the day, if you don't eat sugar and just eat fat, your body learns, oh, I'm only going to use fat now. And it burns fat more efficiently. And also, you're not as hungry. Because if you let's say you haven't eaten for a few hours, your body always has reserves of fat. So if your body needs energy, it just goes to your fat reserves and gets more. Because it already knows how to process it efficiently. So you can eat once or twice a day when you're on that diet, and you feel fine. You don't feel hungry, you're not jittery, you know. And also, during the first week or two, your body just shrinks rapidly because all that water that was retained from all the sugar causing those inflammatory processes, your body no longer feels inflamed, so it just kicks out all that unnecessary water. So the first week or two, you can drop just 10 pounds, just water, water weight. And then your body learns. And in a few weeks, you're fine. You can go and work out. You're good. But the point was this, that their laws, mate, not only here, everywhere around the world, because big businesses have stake at something being legal and other things being illegal, so they hire people to lobby and change laws to benefit them. And that is the biggest shit crap that you can imagine. Because these companies are not run by the whole country, they're run by a few people. So the whole country suffers for the benefit of a couple of dicks, rich douchebags. Is the same with marijuana. They were talking about it's a class one narcotic, which makes it super duper illegal to have. And if you get caught, you go to jail for a longer period than if you're caught with cocaine, which is a way stronger drug. Why is that? Why? Because some rich douche back in the whatever, who was running all those mills, whatever, he was making paper or shit. And they discovered, you know, cannabis, you can use it not only to get high, the plant itself was a good resource for fiber that you can make into canvas, which is way stronger than paper. You can also draw on it and use it in the clothing industry. And it had a lot of good industrial qualities that could be explored. But yeah, this dude, rich motherfucker, was running shit, his paper business, and he realized, oh no, if people start producing that plant, that might screw up with my business. So what he did was he just started lobbying. They found some weird stories from Mexico of people being smoking stuff and raping or something, and they published stories like that, articles like that in the paper, and people freaked out. And they went, oh no, this thing can make us rape and kill people. When everyone who has ever smoked marijuana can tell you that turns them into the most mellow, friendly, lovable person. Yet, if you have a bag of weed in you, you can go to jail for years. Why? Because of one rich cunt. That's why. And again, these stories are real, but I don't have the details because I don't need to have them. I hear those stories and I get angry and then I can't memorize anything else. And that I feel isn't fair, but that's how it's always been, you know? So, I don't know. I don't have any good closer or something to sum it up, but I'm just trying to say, question everything. That's important. People are full of shit. Question not only the government, question your friends and family, because they might contribute to the retardation of your intellectual evolution. So, good luck. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm bored. I'll say whatever I want here. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'll talk to you in a few days. Come on. All right. Bye-bye.